In 2004, a 34-year-old bail bondsman made a splash in the presidential campaign. As you might remember, or maybe not, the Democratic challengers that year were John Kerry and his running mate, John Edwards. Although he was a political novice, that bail bondsman had staked out a position so desirable that he soon found multiple sources attempting to throw money at him, trying to attach themselves to his name. That man was named Kerry Edwards, and his enviable property was the domain to his personal website, kerryedwards.com. Edwards was offered as much as $150,000 for his web address, but he wasn't the only non-politico in possession of a valuable political domain. While Mr. Edwards came by the address through pure coincidence, the proprietors of sites like kerryedwards04.com and electkerryedwards.com knew exactly what they were doing when they registered their domains. Welcome to the long-established practice of cyber-squatting.
I'm Jeremy Peter Green, autograph dealer and domain squatter.
Jeremy's been collecting political domains since 2010 and has a few gambles for 2016. He owns ClintonNapolitano.com and BushCruise.com, among many others. 180 total.
The main goal is to make money, and then the secondary goal is just to make fun of politicians with the domains.
How so?
Well, one of the first domains I bought was Santorum-2012.com, and I decided to turn that into a sort of fake campaign site for him.
On that site, Jeremy posed as a food blogger who was hoping to make Rick Santorum appetizing again.
He would keep posting different recipes, different meals that he would call Santorum in an effort to sort of override the existing substance that people knew Santorum as.
If you don't remember, the word Santorum has been redefined by the readers of Dan Savage's Savage Love. It now refers to both the former U.S. senator from Pennsylvania and the frothy aftermath of anal sex. What kind of recipes were they?
A lot of desserts and a lot of meats. And the problem was that without realizing it, this guy I was playing made every recipe look exactly like what you would imagine the substance of Santorum to look like anyway.
A lot of like chocolate maybe involved.
A lot of white stuff, hot dogs, buns.
The Santorum blog, which is still live and solidly gross, was a hit, landing on the front page of BuzzFeed in 2012. And while Jeremy admits that his main goal is to sell off the domains, he did get a little attached to Santorum-2012.com. Sometimes a joke is just too good to let go of. But for his 2016 crop, Jeremy wants to sell all his sites in one big bundle, sooner rather than later. So far, no one is biting.
It's mostly just other sleazebags like me trying to sell me their domains, actually, which is kind of annoying.
One guy even reached out to me and he's like, hey, I bought these other domain names. What do you think the value is? And I'm like, I'm sorry, my friend. I have absolutely no idea.
So maybe we could start out by having you guys introduce yourselves.
I am Charlie Rainwater.
And my name is CJ Phillips. And I'm a Pisces and I like long walks on the beach.
CJ and Charlie are cyber squatters too, but they're not what anyone would call sleazebags. They are just incredibly endearing men. Self-described software engineers, dog dads, and extremely proud bears. If that term is unfamiliar to you, CJ's happy to explain.
Bears are a subculture of the LGBT community, right? And the root of the bear thing is many years ago, before I think either one of us were even in the community, there was a need for acceptance among guys who looked like us. We're bigger dudes. We're not thin. We're not buff. We're not the stereotype.
The couple have been together for 18 years, but while they were living in Texas, their union was threatened. In 2003, the Texas legislature voted to add language to the Family Code, banning gay marriage and civil unions through Section 6204. Same-sex marriage was illegal, but more than that, if a relationship functioned like a marriage, the couple's legal documents, wills, power of attorney, etc., could be called into question.
This new legislation would basically allow anybody, and I mean anybody, the neighbor across the street could get mad at Charlie and I, and if something happened to me, the neighbor could go to the court and say, hey, CJ and Charlie were in a relationship that mimicked marriage, and all of our documents would go out the window, and suddenly our estate would be owned by the state of Texas.
To add insult to injury, the legislature went back in 2005 and banned same-sex marriage again, using slightly different wording. These rulings hung over CJ and Charlie's heads, but even people close to them didn't seem to understand how profoundly affected they would be by the changes to the law.
Charlie and I were sitting in our office one morning drinking coffee and eating oatmeal, and we were just talking about it, and it's like, I wish we could tell people. I wish we could make people realize this is legislation. We're a real-life couple.
They wanted to tell people about the reality of living in America as a gay couple, but they didn't know where or how. It was 2008, and even though President Obama had just been elected, speculation about who would run in 2012 had already started.
And that was when we got the idea. You know, there was already talks about who some front runners were, and Jeb Bush's name came up. Charlie was like, well, I wonder if JebBushForPresident.com is available as a domain name. And, you know, we're sort of techie guys, so hop on the internet and go to the domain search registry and, hey, would you look at that? It's available. $8. Get it.
$8. So you bought it for $8?
$8.
That's for a year.
For a year, yeah.
CJ and Charlie had hit on a way to start the conversation they wanted to have. So they quickly bought up domains for a handful of politicians, some local, some national, like Kay Bailey Hutchison and John Huntsman. Over the next couple of years, they let most of the sites fall by the wayside. But they always hung on to JebBushForPresident.com. For a while, the site lay totally dormant, just a white page with a contact email. But with the 2016 election looming, Jeb Bush's name came up again.
Back at the book segment tonight, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has resigned from some of his business positions, a clear sign he's running for president.
The possibility of a second Bush-Clinton showdown has the political world spinning.
The truth is, there's a lot of excitement around Jeb Bush.
As talking heads got excited by a possible Jeb Bush run, CJ and Charlie revamped their site. The page is simple and pretty, featuring a magnified image of a purple flower and an invitation to have a chat. CJ and Charlie have been active members of their community, but they've never been activists.
We've always tried to vote, and we've given contributions to politicians that we supported, but this is really our first foray into political activism.
Cool.
And to be honest, I'm vaguely terrified.
And not for nothing. We all know how dark it can get in online comments sections. But while they're scared, CJ and Charlie are engineers, and they want to approach this problem the way they know how.
Engineers are all about let's solve problems, and we both firmly believe that any problem can be solved if it's broken down into enough chunks.
They have big plans for the domain, which launched in earnest in early February. They're not really focused on Bush at all. They want it to be a place that fosters discussion, first around LGBT issues and later around other national concerns.
We want to have folks be able to come to the site, read a blog, comment, and hopefully give people the idea to have a conversation. And over time, I think we're hoping to build it out a little bit, try to make a platform where we can help people discuss broader issues. I mean, America's got a lot of things we need to talk about.
One of the things America's talking about right now is the bears. There were articles in the Huffington Post and The Advocate about them, and an appearance on The Rachel Maddow Show.
CJ and Charlie, exactly. You guys have been such good sports about this. Your sort of genuine openness about what you're doing here and your feelings and why you did it and everything have turned this into a story that I think you can keep going as long as they could, as long as they can't pry this website away from you. I wish you guys the
Despite
best
the hubbub around the domain name, no one's prying it away from them just yet.
We've had only, as far as I know, two contacts. One contact was someone who was like, why do two gay guys own this website? And then another contact, some guy wanted to buy it for a birthday present for either his brother or a friend. And nothing ever came of that. But I told CJ, I said, I'm wondering if it's George Bush trying to buy it for Jeb. But so far, that's pretty much the extent.
Jeb Bush hasn't formally declared that he's running for president, but he has announced that he's exploring the possibility. A couple of weeks ago, he published an ebook about his record and even posted all the emails he received as governor of Florida from 1999 to 2007. When he is ready to run, CJ and Charlie are prepared.
We are very realistic about the fact that at some point the Bush campaign really may want this site, and it's possible they could sue us, and it's possible we could lose it. And if we do, we have a backup site, cjandcharlieforpresident.com,
just in case.
Oh, that's wonderful. Would you guys be like co-presidents? Is that how you would?
Yeah. Well, we decided CJ would be the first lady.
Oh, that's fair. First bear. Yeah.
First bear.
Exactly. I can just see me in a ball gown. Bring it. Tattoos and hair everywhere.
But if the Bush campaign does come calling, CJ and Charlie have one request.
We'd like to talk to Mr. Bush. Confidentially, we're not going to go on record. We're not going to come out and say, hey, this is what Jeb Bush said. We'd like to know the man.
Yeah, we'd like to sit down with him for an hour in private and understand where he's coming from and his views. And maybe he would understand us a little better. We don't expect him to agree with us on everything, and we're not going to agree with him on everything. That is the basis of the political system in America.
Or it should be. Recently, the political and social conversation feels fraught, and the conversation around the conversation feels fraught. CJ and Charlie stand in stark contrast to these feelings of anxiety and recrimination. They're so welcoming. Their genuine desire for conversation, their willingness to invite people into their world and talk, is incredibly disarming. On the front page of JebBushForPresident.com, they write, "We're all in this together." Talking to them, you know they really do believe that. These guys shouldn't have to explain what bears are, or how two burly dudes can be in love with each other, let alone why they deserve to have the same basic rights as other couples. But they want to. They're ready for the discussion, and they've created just the place to have it. And maybe it's a testament to their hospitality that the feedback they've gotten so far has been overwhelmingly positive.
We've gotten a lot of emails. People reaching out and saying, thank you for doing this. My child is gay, and this is an opportunity for people to see he or she is just like everybody else. But I think the funniest email we got was, it was a, very much a cheering email, you know, hey, thank you for doing this. This is really great. You know, here I am. And by the way, here's a naked picture.
We're like, oh, well, thank you.
I want to tell people, you know what, keep the emails coming. No pictures needed.
TLDR is hosted by me, Meredith Haggerty, and produced by Ethan Cheel. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer is Jen Munson. Breakmaster Cylinder wrote our theme. If you like the show, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review. They really help. For more, go to onthemedia.org/TLDR. I tweet at many, many words and TLDR. This is TLDR.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.